We're back, and I have, well, this is going to be very interesting. Another little curveball for you. I've invited Greg Snell, who is a local business attorney. We've had other types of attorneys on the program, but not a true-to-form, straight-up business attorney. Welcome, Greg, to the program.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yep. Website is snelllegal.com, S-N-E-L-L. Are there three L's there? Yeah.
Three L's.
You got two in Snell and one in legal.
Yeah.
So snelllegal.com. Telephone number is 677-3232. And you're in that cool new office that was the firehouse over over Beachside.
Right. Sometimes I think I'm better known for that than I am as a lawyer.
Well,
that's more popular than I am.
There's an obvious play on that, that you could say, look, we put out the business fires, okay?
Yeah, I know. People have suggested, if I was a personal injury lawyer or a defensive personal injury lawyer, I guess, then that would really be helpful. But unfortunately,
I imagine it's not hurting.
Unfortunately, we stick
well,
to business.
I wanted to have Greg come on and talk because there's a lot of things, obviously, we talk about. We've had bankruptcy attorneys on. We've had people that are doing estate and trust planning. But when it comes to financial matters, the business attorney is very involved for your clients that are a whole range of folks, I understand. You work with
Right. Doctors
and attorneys and business owners, all kinds
you
of people.
Yeah, you
You've got
them.
It. And I was looking at your resume and going, boy, you've done a whole bunch of different things. But a lot of helping business owners really protect what they've got.
Sure, yeah. A good business lawyer can be an asset protection plan in a way, or at least, a security plan.
Yeah, but not just it once the business is up and running. We were talking before we started the program, and, getting involved with a competent, experienced attorney can save you a lot of trouble in the long run if you get things done right up at the beginning.
Yeah, it's incredible. Of course, we do help a lot of people get started in business. But there are an awful lot of people out there that get started in business without coming to somebody like us. And I think they often regret it. Even if it's your mother, your brother, your best friend, if you go into business with them, you're better off having everything. It's sort of like a will, that business. It's better if everybody knows what's going to happen. What happens when someone gets sick? Or, we need money, we need more money, or we need to fire someone or whatever the case may be. How do those decisions get made, or what happens when that happens?
Well, I've seen the ugly side of it. I've seen business owners when they haven't put this stuff in place, and I've seen them they get into a fight, and you're having to spend money on attorneys, you're having to spend money on valuing the business and paying an expert to value it, and it gets really nasty.
Oh yeah, and then so often, even more times than not, when we aren't involved, we see a 50-50 ownership if there are two people involved.
Exactly.
And I think they know in the back of their mind that that's not a good thing to do, but they feel like it's the only fair thing to do because that's, there's somebody they're going into business with.
So
like a marriage and a prenuptial.
Well, and just like a marriage, they both better be contributing equally to that marital business arrangement, or it's a setup for problems if you don't have it really clear.
And if not, and of course, depending on what it is, and we could go on for a long time on this, those relationships can be very inequitable. Like, let's say you have a 50-50 ownership, but one person's working in the business and the other isn't.
Right.
That's just, it's just made for,
for
problems unless you spell it out. But back to your point, if you take care of the details in advance, you can save yourself a lot of money, headaches, and you always think, it's not going to happen to me. I represent a lot of businesses, and I see people who've gotten along, and to their credit, they've been in business with the same owners for a long, long time, and nothing's gone wrong until it's strange. It's like, people that are married for 20 years or 30 years, then all of a sudden they have an affair, a Petraeus or something like that. It happens. All of a sudden, after 20 years, you have the problem. Maybe you got off easy for 20 years, and so what? You can deal with it now. But you could have probably just avoided it.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is setting things up. You mentioned if somebody dies or there's a disability or they want to sell the business, all of those things, you don't want to shortcut this. I know there are online resources where you can go to to some legal documents prepared at your direction or self-help, whatever.
LegalZoom.
I'm real reluctant to have a lot of confidence in that because I do know the value of having an attorney involved. And how do I capture all of your experience, Greg, and your education and what you know and all the things you've dealt with over the years? How do I reduce that down to a bunch of ones and zeros on the computer?
Yeah.
I can't.
It's not easy to do.
I mean, Lisa's good, but she couldn't do that. She could. I've got an eye roll on that one. We're in the studio with Greg Snell, a local business attorney. The website is snelllegal.com, 677-3232. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
We're back with Greg Snell in the studio. He had to drive all the way over here from his firehouse office on the other side of the Granada Bridge, which I rode by on my bike this morning. So I know exactly where that
looking
is.
Looking good. You see my new historic marker out there?
It's very cool. It's very nice, and yeah. You should be proud of that.
We are. We're very proud.
Well, here's something I wanted to ask you about. You know, the business owner, he's on the way to work listening to the program, or somebody that, you know, is in business. What are some of the things that you've seen? You know, some of the common things that are either a problem or trends or things that are really very common that you see with business owners that they could do better or mistakes they can avoid. You know, kind of give them a few minutes of some things that really to be on the lookout for.
Well, we talked a little bit about some of that. One of them is that you don't have anything specified going into your arrangement. And, of course, the problems can take many forms come out of that. Everything from how much money, you know, let's just assume, for example, you have to sell or you want to sell, how much money do I get? And then, you know, from your valuation expertise, yeah, you know, that can be a really big headache. Or we can, and we try to simplify it. If I can with clients, we'll try to come up with a way where we make that a relatively easy decision when the time comes, where maybe you're going to get your money back you put in, or maybe you're going to get book value, or maybe you're going to get, you know, some multiplier of EBITDA for those people that know
fancy.
What, you know, EBITDA
yeah.
is
yeah, yeah. Earnings you before know, in, before income, interest, taxes,
depreciation
and amortization.
Yeah, it's all a right. sort of a non-cash, yeah. you know, net
okay.
earnings sort of a number, and some people do that. You know, you can if you are working with an attorney and they have that experience, you know, and they know, you know, maybe what might be right for you, they can offer you some suggestions, and you might say, well, that shoe kind of fits. I think I'll do that. That's one of the things, the problems we get into. You know, as I think I touched on a little bit or started to a little bit ago, one of the other problems you get into sometimes is where you have people who are working in the business, some people who aren't working in the business. You know, the people who are working in the business who have control over the monies can make it so that in the end, there's no money for anybody but
right.
them.
Right, that's
or
right.
Or whatever, the expenses salaries of the business.
Salaries are high.
And yeah,
yeah,
you know, yeah, I deserve a bonus.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, there'll be no distributions this
right.
year.
Right, right.
And then what do you do with when you have maybe several owners and one of them's a problem? You know, maybe they get into some kind of personal problems or something like that. They're just not productive anymore, or they're difficult to get along with. People, somebody internally, externally don't like them.
Yeah.
You know, those are issues that you can sort of, you can deal with them. Even if you're an owner and you're an employee, you can be fired. People don't always, I don't think, know that, but you can be. But, you know, there are ways that you can make all of these things much easier. There are lots of different kinds of problems, but really the problems that we see the most are these problems where, you know, people just aren't getting along anymore, or they need to have money. Somebody has money, somebody doesn't. Somebody's
yeah.
the one that's ending up having to carry the load, particularly through this last great
yeah.
recession
oh, yeah.
we've had.
Oh, yeah.
That's been a big problem for a lot of people.
Well, one other thing I want to make sure we get in, Greg, and it's an important thing because you do this work as a business attorney. You are representing business clients and pursuing their legal rights, be it through, you know, having to actually sue to right. collect on either make good on some sort of damage to a business or sue for contract performance or getting the something that somebody else has agreed to do to make it happen.
Right. Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's probably what I'm best known for anyway,
or
is the litigation.
And defending as well.
It's a long story, but litigation is sort of how I ended up becoming a business law attorney.
Right,
I started
right.
doing litigation for businesses, and they
so
said,
you've had
well,
your
can
time
you do
in
this?
The courtroom.
Can you do this? Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time. I still do in the courtroom. That's really where I'm even though I like to think I'm good at these other things, that's probably where I'm most useful if you need it. We don't want you to be in litigation unless you need to be. But if you do need it, you want to win.
Okay. Of course.
At least get the best results you can. So you want to be sort of like, you know, you go to the brain surgeon, you want to go to somebody who's done it a few times and maybe you've been pretty good at it.
That turns out well.
Yeah, that's an important decision.
I was reading up on you, Greg, and there was you had a couple things that were some, these numbers, I had to read them twice. You had a couple of these cases where one ended up being a $7 million, another one was $19 million. Let's take a quick break, come back and give us a little bit about some of those.
We can tell some war stories.
Yeah, a little bit of war stories, but I think it makes the point of why people really need to make sure they have good legal representation for their business. Greg Snell, Snell Legal, 677-3232, snelllegal.com. Come right back. We'll be ready.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
We're back with Greg Snell, business attorney locally here. You know, I kind of threw out there for Greg to think about. I wanted to ask you, you know, you've had some big successes that I think that's interesting for people to know about. And you've had a couple of these that I had to look twice at the dollar amounts involved. So tell us a story, Greg. Tell us a story.
Well, I've got a lot of stories. We didn't say how old I am, you know, but I've been doing this now for quite a while. I started in 1984, so 28 years. And I started as a litigator, and I've consistently been a litigator, and I've tried cases in state and federal court throughout the state of Florida all of these years. And so, you know, and I've tried all sorts of, every kind of case you can think of, probably. I've defended the University of Florida in medical malpractice actions, high stakes, mother dying type of things.
Wow.
You know, I've had cases where, you know, motorcycle accidents with people who were brain damaged. I've had, you know, of course, all of these business, you know, I primarily focus on all the business things these days. I used to do more of the defense of those kinds of cases like I was mentioning there. But, you know, I do trademark infringement matters. I do all sorts of unfair competition matters, of course, breach of contract. I have had a lot of work with and against insurance companies. One of the ones I think you were probably referring to there was one where I got about $19 million against the Hartford of the Southeast.
Wow.
That's a story, a whole story in and of itself as to how they ended up getting pummeled that badly. That was the biggest jury verdict in Volusia County history. That was, I think, 2007.
Well, basically, if I remember correctly, that was a case where they the Hartford, the insurance company, didn't defend your business client.
Right. I had a business client, local client, great company. They've
with
done
insurance
very well.
The Hartford.
They had their insurance. They did everything right, you know, and they needed them one day, and they said, no, we can't help you. And they were sued up in Kentucky.
Wow.
And it was an intellectual property case. And they were projected to have to spend $1 million just to win. They thought they were right. They could have won.
Wow.
It would have taken $1 million. They ended up, once the insurance company said, we're not going to help you, settling up. One of the things they had to agree to do in settling that was to give up this business that they had started. They were sued by a competitor. They had to agree to lay out of this type of business for 4 years. It was a very lucrative business. So when we got when we won it all,
you got all the economic damage.
$18,500 in lost profits.
Yeah, economic damage of not.
And that's another tricky area where if you happen to be in business and you have those issues, a lot of times even business people and other lawyers, if you're not real familiar with this, don't understand that. They don't really know how to prove or how difficult it is to prove those business losses. I'm sure you have some sense for that with your business valuation expertise, but not that many lawyers are really that proficient with that. There's a lot of nuances to it. Sometimes it's sort of one of those things you just don't dabble in.
Yeah, know? And it's those are high stakes, but that's quite
well, that was a really interesting one. We just wrapped up another one that was very interesting where we had a great guy. I mean, I love this guy who was basically a consultant for fixed base operation owners, people in the business of owning these little
places. FBOs.
Yeah, where you go to, if you have a private plane, when you go to the airport to get your fuel and your lounge and your, you know, travel and your satellite stuff and everything you need there. He had been working for the biggest FBO owner in the world for a number of years, 4 or 5 years, and they'd paid him like $1 million over that span of time. So they seemed to like him. Well, they asked him to help them find or go out and find and specifically make a deal with these people out around Kansas City. There were three different FBOs at this one company owned out there. He introduced them. He got the ball rolling. All of a sudden, they started to get kind of cold, and they wanted to do the deal, but they, you know, they were a little cold on it. Next thing they know, you know, he knows they had sort of cut him out or tried to cut him out, even though he was still willing to, you know, do everything and anything he was asked. Ended up, they did the deal through a sister company instead of the one that had the contract with him.
So he was going to be compensated for making the deal happen.
He had a contract with $72.5 million deal. He was going to get close to $2 million as his fee. And they said, no, you don't get your fee because we did it with our sister company. Never had done that before. The case ended up going to trial, and, you know, guess what? He won every single thing
and
in the maximum
some, right?
amount. And we just concluded the appeal after a long time. It's been going on for years. And they, of course, lost. And there's been a lot of interest accrued. They have attorney fee claims. They've lost. And there's an appeal. We're actually appealing some of the attorney fee claims because we think they should be bigger. But it was about $2 million. It's going to end up costing this company about $7 million.
So instead of just simply, you know, paying the guy a 3% a fee, they're going to end up paying 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah, not very good.
It wasn't,
but it took a lot of work.
This is a publicly traded company out of England.
Wow.
And you'd think they'd be smarter than that. But
well, I think
sometimes they get stubborn and dig their heels.
They're going to be $7 million smarter pretty soon, it sounds like. Well, we're going to take another short break. Greg Snell's in our studio with us, snelllegal.com, and we'll be right back.
Sometimes I know what I want to say, but just can't find the words.
Last week I shouted at my grandson, and I'm not sure why.
I saw my daughter, but couldn't remember her name.
The sooner you recognize the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, the sooner you can do something about it. To learn more, go to alz.org/10signs. That's alz.org/10signs. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
We're back with Greg Snell, and he's a business attorney and has done a lot, and some of these are pretty significant cases he's been involved in. The website is snelllegal.com and 677-3232. Now, you know, the thing that occurs to me is that I've heard, you know, I read the paper, I have been in the phone book, I've been on the internet, I've, you know, and as a business owner, I, of course, am familiar with attorneys. And, you know, the thing that strikes me is I look at them and go, and I've had some personal experience with attorneys also, I go, you know, experience would seem to me to matter a lot. I mean, if you're going to actually have to sue somebody or defend yourself from a lawsuit or a dispute or resolve some sort of conflict, it would seem to me that it would be important for the person who needs to hire that person to find that experienced person. But it seems like, you know, there are a lot of attorneys out there, and they may have only been in business a short period of time, and they're really taking on a lot of responsibility. I don't know how quite to make that a question for you, but
experience can be very helpful, obviously. I've seen a lot of things. I've represented a lot of, you know, big clients, demanding clients. I've been in all sorts of environments, you know, in difficult circumstances, crazy situations, and it certainly helps you. I mean, I'm not going to be fazed by much. But in another, you know, on the flip side of that, I think that litigators, for example, are almost born rather than made. If you've got that desire and you're competitive, you've got the skill set, you know, you can communicate, you can, you know, have a good memory, you can speak, put words together, be persuasive, you know, whatever. If you have those skill sets, you know, you're probably going to be pretty darn good early on. It's going to show. You're going to be good. And I think the difference is, you know, there are a lot of people that probably do have the ability, whether it's a litigator, you know, a contract lawyer, whatever field they may be in, but there are not that many people that are all that dedicated to working really hard, doing, you know, really what it takes, can somehow or another, you know, really keep their clients' interest top of mind. I mean,
this
it's
is really
not
a
that
specialty.
They don't care, but you know, some people care more than other people. Some people really get it. They really understand what it's like to be a client and to really need help and want help and want to have somebody that gives you good advice, advice you can rely on, advice early, give you your options, help you make an intelligent decision, not just fumble along or go a certain direction or give you partial advice. Mm-hmm. Later on, you're like, why did we do that? Why am I so
many
dollars
later? That's
what
I was thinking. This is really a true specialty. You know, you may litigate a lot of different areas, but the actual litigation or that work in your capacity as an attorney, that really is a specialty in and of itself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I've litigated a lot of different types of matters, but when you're doing jury trials, I do some bench trials. I do mostly jury trials.
Bench is when you've got a judge. Jury's when you've got the group of people.
You know, very different animals to do the jury trials, as we've seen at the Casey Anthony. You know, you've seen them on TV. But, you know, you have to know what you're doing.
You better.
You know, but it's like a warrior. If you've been in the battles, you know the good and the bad. And you know to tell a client, this is what can happen that can be good. This is what can happen that can be bad. If we can avoid it, maybe we don't want to do it. There's ways you can, you know, position.
Well, that was the last thing I wanted to get to before we run out of time today, is hiring a business attorney, especially one that's a litigator like you are, Greg, doesn't mean that every case you're going to try to, you know, get in the ring, that a lot of times these things can be mediated and negotiated, and you can give them advice on how to settle this without having to go all that way.
Yeah, and being around, you know, good sound advice will go a long way. You should compromise. If you have a powerful hammer, like a really good lawyer, you know, it makes a difference, but you still have to be smart. Don't make stupid decisions.
Yeah, and don't do more than you have to, right?
Right.
That's exactly right. Well, Greg Snell has been our guest. He's a business attorney, snelllegal.com, 677-3232. Greg, we'll get together sometime and talk more about this and maybe have you back again. It's been a pleasure having you on the program.
Same here.
All right. Thanks. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland, and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.